I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. It was announced this week Antones has been sold and will move back downtown. As Chad Twiatecki reported for the Austin Business Journal, the iconic Austin Club has been purchased by a group of investors that includes a National Geographic explorer and a founding member of the Dave Matthews Band. The club, which helped launch the career of Stevie Ray Vaughan, has moved more than a few times over the years, but TABC reports that alcohol sales have fallen roughly 30% since its most recent move to East Riverside Drive. The move back downtown is getting a lot of internet attention from all types of news outlets, including the New York Times, and shares on Facebook and Twitter hitting the thousands. The new location hasn't been revealed yet, but allegedly plans are to have the club up and running by South by Southwest. Many say the city hasn't been the same since Austin legend and Texas music pioneer Doug Somm passed away in 1999. On the 14th anniversary of Somm's death, his legacy will be celebrated here in Groover's Paradise, as he called it, with a special event at the Cactus Cafe. Marsha Ball, Somm's guitar player Speedy Sparks, Texas Tornado drummer Ernie Durawa, and historian Joe Nick Potowski will gather for a Views and Brews session titled Doug Somm, All About the Groove. The evening will include a sneak preview of a proposed documentary on Sir Doug's colorful life. The event is free and kicks off at 7 Monday night, November 18th. First come, first seated. In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt.